This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Asa on KMOX. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., we do the Think Tank, where we have a couple of our friends, usually one Republican, one Democrat. A couple weeks ago, we had Recorder of Deeds Michael Butler, who is running for the mayor's office, and Mike Elam on together. They seem to hit it off, so we have them back again.
Hey, we hit it off.
Michael, congratulations. We're very proud of you here.
Thank you.
We thought you did great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. We didn't get the result we wanted, but we got a good result, and a lot
you
of
did.
Folks are very happy about
it. Yeah.
Happy about our numbers.
So talk to me about it. Now that you're out of that particular race, how do you view this race going forward?
I think it's the incumbent is definitely in trouble, as she always has been for the past year and a half. And of course, with her showing, the challenger, Kara Spencer, doubled Tashara Jones's approval in the primary. So she's got a long way to go. She needs pretty much all of my votes and some people that didn't vote in the primary in order mm-hmm. to win. And, you know, I've let both the challenger and Mayor Jones know that I'll be taking their calls later on this week, and we'll decide, we'll figure that out later
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah, good for you. You're going to relax a little bit?
Of course, man. I didn't have a vacation in over a year, and my sister had a baby a couple months ago, and I wasn't able to go up to Chicago to see that baby, so yeah. I'm going to see my niece this weekend to finally meet her.
Good. You deserve it.
Yes, thank you.
Mike, how are you?
I'm very good.
What's new in Elam World?
You know, Elam World's trying to understand how does a county executive race have so much attention 16 months before it happens.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping now that we've got people talking about running against Sam Page in St. Louis County, that it's going to kind of deflect some of that. But it has been good kind of watching all this. Loving watching what's going on with the mayor's race. You did really well in that. That was great. And I'm curious to see how many people have turned on the mayor, like her people that have turned on her. And I thought that was pretty interesting that everybody's kind of like, yeah, we're ready to turn the page. Because it was interesting that they had, you know, her, Kim Gardner, Cori Bush, they all came in with Black Girl Magic that they sold at their whole big deal, right? So it looks like the magic is going away, and this is the last spell that's left to be cast. And
that's how I sold them on this show, was Black Girl Magic.
Black Girl Magic?
Yeah.
That works out
great.
Took
them years to figure it out. They're like, this guy just hoodwinked us.
I was excited to hear that the show is going to be all sports and ancient human history now. That's going to be
Neanderthals
great.
Neanderthals and baseball.
Yeah. Oh, Neanderthal ball.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Neanderthal ball.
Boy,
no,
they can.
No, we're saying the H.
Yeah. We're not douchebags, man.
We're not John Hancock.
Yeah, we're not John Hancock. We're not all about accuracy here.
Well, I get to come back on Thursday and Friday, so I'm Amy on Thursday and Friday this week. Actually, nice. On Friday, I'm Chris and Amy.
Wow.
Even though I've lost 60 pounds, I'm going to be two people. So if you guys want to come
you
play.
You look really thin.
Thanks.
Yeah.
If you want to come back on Friday, since your show's being preempted by the Billikens, feel free to come play.
Let's hope it is. That means they won.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Positive thinking here.
Yeah. Let's talk about local control.
Okay.
No, I take that back. Let's talk about your race for St. Charles County Executive.
Okay.
I don't understand what's going on now when it gets real, who's running. So walk us through all that stuff.
So I think it's gotten real, which is crazy. But Steve Elman's been there for 19 years. He announced, I think now he wishes he hadn't announced that he wasn't going to run again, because Steve's normally a guy who holds his cards pretty close to the vest. And it was out of character for him to announce 3 years ahead of time that he wasn't going to run again. So now you have me, you have Bill Igel, you'll probably have some other folks who are jumping into that race as well. But it's gotten a lot of attention. I went to State Lincoln Days, was at Westport on Friday. So all the Republicans get together, and I got a chance to meet the lieutenant governor that I'd never met before. I've met Mike Kehoe and met a bunch of the other folks. But the first thing he says to me is, hey, it's nice to meet you. Everybody's talking about your race. And I thought, wow, how does that happen? It is.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a 16-month race to the finish line. So I appreciate I didn't have a vacation for a year. And that's the bargaining that I'm trying to come to with my wife right now of, okay, when's the official we don't get to go on vacation anymore?
Right.
And by we, she means me, because she's going without me. Let's be honest. That's just how that's going to work. Exactly. She's taking friends.
Like, where are you going? I don't know, but Mike's not going. So
yeah, so it's going to be a good trip because Mike's not going.
So Michael Butler, local control. We had Brad Young, who's an attorney from KMOX, on earlier, kind of told us what it is, what it's not. Rach, being a city resident, is not for it, correct? You'd like
correct.
To see local control.
Yes.
I'm kind of saying, yeah, around, you find out, and that's kind of what the city did. So now, like, the big boys are taking over again. Where do you fall?
I'm not for local control, and I don't think that the state is proposing anything, bringing anything different to our city to improve it. No more. They're not providing us any more resources, any more funding, anything new to improve our crime statistics. So, but I do think that a lot of the work that has been done in the Senate to make the bill more palatable, making the change in the way the commission is put together, has been some improvements. But there's not enough, potpourri to add to this pizza. The crap that's in the toilet.
Why do you think that the state wants it? What's in it for them?
I think so. What we know is that there were members of the police department and the police union who were unsatisfied with leadership in the city and have asked the state to take over the police department again. And they had there were some legitimate complaints about the availability of equipment and our investments in equipment. But the state is not necessarily bringing more money for that. They're utilizing local funds to do that, to try to increase their budget for that. And so our local police department, about 90% of the police department supports local control. But 90% of the police department is not 90% of the folks who live in St. Louis City. And the folks who vote in St. Louis City still want us to continue to have local.
How hopeful are you, whether it's Tashara or Kara, who eventually becomes mayor, that either administration could do what's needed to bring it back to where it needs to be?
Bring the police department under local control?
Locally.
Or,
it looks like it's going to happen, but if it didn't happen, how confident are you that they could make the proper changes so that we wouldn't need it? We wouldn't need the state coming in?
I wouldn't be... I wouldn't have faith that either one could make that happen, quite frankly, especially to make it happen to where the state government would feel comfortable. I was the only candidate that had strong relationships in Jefferson City and can push that back quite a bit. But I do think that there is some litigation that can happen that will probably occur from the city of St. Louis. And, there's always the chance of a statewide ballot initiative that we team up with some other municipalities that don't have their local control, their police department. And we got to continue to push back because just like everyone, 90% of the state that has local control of their police departments, those municipalities, we deserve the same right.
Mike, what do you think and how do you think St. Charles looks at it?
So I think the state looks at it more of, so much of our state depends on St. Louis. And how St. Louis goes, so goes the state of Missouri. And because of how St. Louis has gone, I think the state of Missouri is really, for lack of a better term, freaking out about it. We got local control back in 2012, I guess. The state had had it since the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a chance to finally get it back and say, no, we can manage this. We're all good. Give us control. And then it just kind of went off the rails after that, especially with the defunding police and all that. That was the flavor for a little while. I think everybody kind of freaked out. And I know because my daughter's boyfriend is a a police officer in the city, and I know his dad listens to DGS all the time. He's a big Dave fan.
Good
he
man.
Gets it. But the thing that, you know, they talk about all the time is the fact that they just don't feel supported by the local administration. And they don't feel like they're able to go out and do their job. And I think what they're hoping in talking to some of those guys is that they feel like they're going to have the support to go out and do their job. I mean, just little things like having the highway patrol come in and work the interstates and work the accidents on the interstates. So the local police don't have to take resources off because they're arguably 400 plus officers short right now. I know the number they throw around is 3, but I'm hearing they only have 8. They're supposed to have 13. I went to school in Arkansas, but I think that's 500 that they're short. But don't quote me on my math, right? So if that's the case, any partnership that they could get going from the state like that is going to help. It's going to bring in more resources. More resources is going to equip them to be able to do it. But I think from a state level and from St. Charles' perspective, when we go on vacation, we don't tell people, I live in Darden Prairie. I mean, I don't want to be highfalutin and really let them know. I'm a big fancy Darden Prairie
sure.
guy, right? But we say we're from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that they do is go, wow, you guys got a lot of problems. I mean, that's the image that we have. If we don't turn that around, we're not going to draw people to Missouri. If we don't draw people to Missouri, we're not going to grow. And as a state, we've got to do that. So this is the economic engine that drives the state of Missouri. And I think everybody, you have lots of relationships in Jeff City. They're the ones that are freaking out about, we can't wait anymore. We're past waiting. We've got to get something done. And I think this is their Hail Mary, if you will, to fix St. Louis.
Yeah. Let's talk national politics. You know my politics.
Yeah. I know you're a big Trump guy.
It seems that your boy is kind of crap in the bed.
We'll see.
That's just like my everyday, as objective as I can be. Dude, you went too hard, too fast, and it's tanking my 401k, and I'm not happy, and a lot of people aren't happy. But as I said on the show yesterday, and I mean this, I think you believe me, I would rather be wrong and have him be right.
Correct.
And a couple of years from now, we're flush. I'm fine with that. I'm fine falling on my sword, saying mea culpa, I was wrong. Make me feel better that that might happen.
I think you're going to feel better, and I don't think it's going to take 2 years to get there. I think it's going to happen sooner than that. I think it's going to happen in 25, because it has to happen in 25. He doesn't have 2 years. He's really got about 15 months to make this happen. So I think that's why you're seeing the shock to the system of what's going on right now. I agree with you on some of the stuff. I'm all about DOGE. I think DOGE is great, but I think it can be done better. And I think what you're seeing right now with the meetings and the reports that you've had come out with Trump telling his department heads, it's your department. He's making these suggestions, but it's your department. So it sounds like to me, he's been taking the department heads to task and saying, hey, Elon is bringing you this and he's showing you all the waste that's here, but it's up to you to go back and fix it. And I think they're starting to get a handle on that. But I think what they really had to do was just shock the system more than anything else and let everybody know we're serious about this, because everybody's talked about it my entire life. There's waste, fraud, and abuse in government. It's something that everybody says and no one does anything about. So now they're doing something about it and people are going, oh my God, don't do it like that. It's like, look, there's not going to be a nice way to do this. There's got to be somebody that just comes in, shocks it, and then you can pull back from there. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, it's only been basically a month, month and a half that this has been going on. And they're already in all departments. They've done a bunch of cuts already.
I don't know. I'll push back on that. I think there's a middle ground. I don't think you have to do it the D-head way, which is kind of the way they're doing it now. Like, you're all fired. Who did we just fire? Like, oh, it's Michael Butler. We need him back. He's one of the good guys.
Wait, he knows math.
It just seems to me like it's being done for the shock and awe. And that's all good when you're shocking and awing Iraq. But when you're shocking and awing American citizens, many of them veterans, I'm not so cool with that.
Mike, but I think you're seeing it come back already.
Yeah, I think when you have this much incompetence in government, something's bound to happen. And so we saw this 4 years ago when when Donald Trump was lost the election, we had a global pandemic, and a lot of folks forgot about that during this election. And I think it won't, not that it'll be a pandemic again, but something is gonna bad is gonna happen. We're already seeing the president talk about there's gonna be a recession pretty soon, and I think we may be in for a longer recession than we expect because we just don't have the Mike Elams in federal government right now. We're not having folks who are very qualified lead these positions. So we got a billionaire who has folks who doesn't know anything about government tell government employees who don't know anything about government tell government employees, fire government employees, then to tell other government. So I think when you have that kind of mess and you have folks who don't know, don't have large amount of experience in government, you're going to have these mistakes, and these mistakes are going to get bigger and bigger.
Do you think that Hakeem Jeffries and people like Hakeem should be doing more, or are they pretty much doing what they can?
I think there are two strategies for Democrats at this time, which is one, which is to do more and to be loud, and for Hakeem Jeffries to be something he's not, which is a firebrand.
Hakeem
Jeffries is more of an operations person like me, a compromiser. He's going to lead an organization. He's not the one that's going to be the firebrand to tear things apart. So we got to choose our leaders, and when we choose our leaders, we got to stick with what their strategies are. Other strategies to let people crash and burn on their own, and quite frankly, there are millions of people talking bad about Donald Trump without the Democrats seeing anything right now.
And the James Carville, he said, just play dead. The Democrats, you just play dead.
Well, and they're definitely not playing dead. They're yelling and screaming and doing all kinds of craziness out there. Mm-hmm. So it's funny what's going on. So I was just in D.C. last week, Tuesday through Friday, and everybody is running around with their hair on fire. I mean, it is just all over the place. And talking to people who have been in D.C. for a really long time are just freaking out because of everything that's going on, especially the last 4 years when nothing happened. I mean, nothing happened. They basically just put it on autoplay and let it go.
I don't think that's fair.
Oh, well, I didn't think your Trump contribution was fair either. So we're going to agree to disagree. Right. But they're all trying to just keep up. And I think they are running really fast, but I think they're running really fast because he feels like he's got to have the results right now, and he can't afford to wait.
Why?
Because
he's got a 4-year term.
Because midterms are happening in 26.
He's got 2 years.
You don't have 2 years because you're going to start running for office. When you start running for office, everything changes.
Yeah.
Once you turn the page and you get 26.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Mike Elam, who's running for St. Charles County Executive. Michael Butler, who just had a really good showing. You know, he's a friend of the show now, so I was watching with great interest and really impressed. I mean, you and Tashara were right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the difference was about $400,000.
Yeah.
Well well said.
But yeah. Just think, had you had that money?
Yes, correct.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you did great without it.
Yes, we did really good without it. And we, I think a lot of folks resonated with our solutions. Yeah. And I'm being asked that what I might do 4 years from now. So we'll make the decision when it comes.
Good. Well, we'll be there to support you.
What's that phone call look like from Kara?
Oh, well, I just sent a text back. I wouldn't even know.
Okay.
I'm on vacation, man. I had to step up. The meeting, I'm sure, will be fine because I get along with everybody in City Hall. So I'm sure we'll be cordial, we'll be professional.
I'm really hoping someone who you've had on the show before, Donna Behringer.
Yeah.
Huge showing and beat Darling Green, which hasn't
really
happened
surprising.
In 30 years.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that Donna pulls that out. I know that's going to be tough.
And talk about having no money.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Bare bones.
But she's a worker, man.
Nobody
she always
works
has
harder
been.
Than Donna Behringer. Donna's, we served in the legislature together, and I've been around her for a long time.
She would be great for the city.
Mm-hmm. Wheels, you were making some points when we went to break last time.
Oh, no, just more about, like, following up on the what we're finding and what we're not finding. Because what we have are a lot of public statements saying we're finding waste, fraud, and abuse, but we're not seeing a list of it. And as an example, we've had the stories about people that are 150 years old and long dead getting Social Security, but it turned out that there was just a problem that Elon's young people weren't familiar with a program called COBOL, and that has a default date that if anything's older than a certain age, it defaults to 150.
That's embarrassing.
Like, that's my point, and that's all I'm saying. Like, if we're finding fraud, let's clean it up. But that's why you got to slow down so that you can provide the evidence of what you're finding. Rather than saying we're doing all this and we found it, well, I'm not on the trust me bro team. I don't care what letter you put on your name next to your name as far as a party. I'm not about trust me bro. Show me what you're finding so we can see. And there's a difference between spending you don't like and fraud. Fraud needs to be prosecuted. People need to go to jail. Spending you don't like needs to be legislated. Right? That's how we set up the system.
He should run for office.
No, he really should.
No, no.
You want to run for county executive?
I don't want to run for anything, man.
Come on. Yeah. That'd be fun.
I don't want to run for anything.
The last thing I want to do is debate with Wheeler.
It'd be so great, though, because you're good at it. You're good at it, man. It'd be fun.
Kevin will find a counter argument anywhere.
Yeah.
He is very good at that.
Yeah, knives hidden everywhere.
When I first met him, Michael, he went ape crap on all he wants in his life is to debate Donald Trump.
Oh,
and I'm okay, you're cute. And then he just kept saying it. And now I've known him for a couple years. That would be quite a debate.
Well, here's the hoping Donald Trump comes on the show and can debate him.
Hey, I'll take anybody, too. I don't care who you are. You know, you say dumb, crazy thing. Let's go.
Let's go. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.